A support package to put the sizzle back into Auckland's summer has left the hospitality industry feeling a little burnt. The government's subsidising 100,000 freebies and discount vouchers for council attractions and facilities like pools, museums and the zoo to get people back into the super city after the lengthy COVID lockdown. But it's rejected the idea of restaurant or hospitality vouchers for an industry that's been hit hard by restrictions. Also included in the package, a $10 million contestable fund for small, free community or neighbourhood events for the vaccinated only. Reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi filed this report.
A golden ticket to an Auckland attraction. After months in lockdown, the government's hoping it can bring Tāmaki Makaurau back to life with a $37.5 million injection. $12 million will go to vouchers aimed at encouraging people to get out and experience the city.
100,000 vouchers are on offer for families and they can apply from the 15th of December. That'll provide them with free or discounted access to Auckland Council-owned facilities, like here at Auckland Zoo.
They'll count for any events or visits from January till April. But how will they determine what 100,000 households will get a voucher out of 1.6 million people? CEO of Auckland Unlimited, Nick Hill, says they can't give them to everyone.
Some people probably need the benefit more than others. So there will be a degree to which we do target that by postcode to probably those areas that probably struggle to afford to come to things like the zoo.
The vouchers will be released in batches so they can monitor who's actually using them. Not all Aucklanders are keen on the idea.
Definitely, if it gets us into places to go out and about, because we've just been stuck at home all the time.
At the moment, we are fine to stay in our bubble.
I don't really know, to be honest. No.
Why not?
Because if I wanted to go those places myself, I'd go myself. I guess only the big chains kind of open up during level three. So yeah, I guess it would have been better to help more local communities and that kind of stuff.
So will it be enough to keep the city afloat when wage subsidies and resurgence payments run out? Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is adamant it is.
We also announced just on Monday an additional transition payment to support businesses as we move into the traffic light system for those who have had a decreased revenue. So that has been the primary financial support. This is an acknowledgement that as we come into a new way of doing things, we do need to provide additional ways that we can have consumers come back in and enjoy the city again. So this is by no means the primary support that's being provided by us.
As for where hospitality fits in all of this, well, they don't. The Prime Minister says that was based on overseas examples.
We looked at a specific voucher system for hospitality based on what we'd seen overseas, and it did produce mixed results. Often they were used to try and encourage people to come into weekdays, and in some cases that led to a decline of patrons over weekends. They're also quite difficult to operate in, as I say, mixed results. So our goal has been actually to provide directly businesses, and that's what we've done through that transition payment.
Nick Hill's backing the decision to steer clear of vouchers for hospitality. Confident events will help with that.
Hospitality benefits when people come out. And if they come into the centre of the city or they go to the local town centre, then often they'll spend money on other things.
That's left owner of Bodrum restaurant, Rupi Gill, frustrated.
Definitely we've been left out. I don't know what was the reason behind that. Would have been nice for us to be included.
They're facing an uncertain summer as Auckland prepares to open up.
Well, we were planning like we were doing like a yearly plan for the whole year, but now we're just doing planning for 3 months, you know. Let's see what happens in 3 months and then we'll see where we go.
Manager at Good Brothers, Joel Bosman, is echoing his concern.
We would have liked to have got more people in, so the vouchers, if they would have increased traffic, that would have been fantastic.
He's hopeful events could drive traffic to them, but they've got no guarantee of numbers until the vouchers kick in January.
We're not certain, because we're thinking if everything's opening back up, people might be disappearing out of Auckland, but we're prepping for a busy Christmas, because we're thinking it's everyone's chance to get out, and that's what we're hoping for, yeah.
As part of the reactivation package, another $12 million will go towards food banks to meet the rising demand over Christmas, and $10 million for businesses or community organisations to organise events that are free for the public.